بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still reading the explanation of the hadith of Hazrat Abu Zar Jundub ibn Junada, and also narrated by Hazrat Abdul Rahman Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And this was the parting advice Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving to Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal when he deputed him as a governor to Yemen. And the sequence of these advices are also very important. The three main advices which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, the first one, to have the conscience of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is ever present everywhere. And whenever we do something wrong, we do something right in place also to cover it up and to get that reward. If we have Allah Ta'ala in mind, then it will be easy to understand whenever we have done wrong, I've made a mistake. And then to follow it up and to do some good. And then the third thing, which is also very important, which also comes from there, to have good akhlaq. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And treat people in a good way. Have good akhlaq with people. If a person is selfish and just thinks of himself, doesn't think of Allah, he will have the most rotten akhlaq. When a person lives just for himself, then he has very bad akhlaq. Pride comes into him, anger comes into him, and all the other evil qualities. But if he has Allah in mind, automatically his akhlaq also becomes good. And he will treat people in a good way. This is also one aspect of our deen which we neglect also very greatly. We might be very pious in our ways. We might be doing a lot of good work also. But very often we find that our akhlaq is very, very poor and very rotten. And this starts right from the home. We can just think for ourselves. We want something in the house. Whenever do we say, please do this for me? Good character is that a person will say, please. I want the simple things. But the word please is unfortunately not there. Whether it is from the husband's side or from the wife's side. We just order and we just want things. To say Jazakallah, we can think that when last did we say Jazakumullah khairan to our wives, they cook for us, they see to the whole running of the house, they see to our washing, they see to everything. Did we ever say, forget one time, did we ever say Jazakumullah khairan? The same thing from the wife's side. Did she ever tell her husband, we just feel it our rights? But if a person has got good akhlaq, he will automatically say, for any small favor also, he will say Jazakumullah khairan. To be thankful is a very, very great thing. And in our deen, it is not just to show appreciation, to say thank you, but in that is what we are doing. But we are taught in the most greatest way that may Allah reward you. What we can never ever do, Allah will do that. But unfortunately, these things are not in our nature. And this akhlaq, good character, is also very important, and it can only be developed really also when we have the conscience of Allah Ta'ala. Then a person will have that. Otherwise, we just become angry. We can imagine in our homes, we just think, how much don't we become angry? And we start shouting. And how many of us, the swearing that starts at that time, the worst language we use, and on those that we had to show the best akhlaq, we show the worst akhlaq. How we shout at the top of our voices, etc. Wherever it is, whether it is with our workers, we can think. Many of us are such that the complaint is quite common, that outside you think he's an angel the way he carries on. But in the house, the way his nature is the way his character is, very, very rotten. Many women also, with other women, they will be very good and speak in a very polite way. But with the husband, then we don't have that. also with our children, where we have to train them and we have to teach them. But if we have good character, it will come in our children also. But if we have that nature that we are shouting, screaming, even if it is with the children, all the time we are screaming at them and we are shouting and swearing at them, then that will come into them. Many times parents also got the habit of lying. For example, for somebody at the door, just say, "I'm not here." We don't realize that this is a very bad characteristic. And we are actually teaching our children also to lie, that it doesn't matter, you can say this. Or on the phone sometimes, we don't want to take the call and we just say "I'm not here," or whatever it is. All this is it's not at all becoming of a Muslim. A mu'min is the ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah declares, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You have got the greatest of character. And sometimes we misunderstand this character and good character completely. Like we are sitting with the family, with friends, people have come to visit, it's namaz time. Now we say, I thought it was rude that if I get up and I go for namaz. That is totally wrong. When the commands of Allah come, they must be fulfilled. We are sitting and talking with close friends, family people, backbiting starts, slandering starts. And then we feel that if I had to tell him, it shouldn't be good. So I kept quiet. When somebody is backbiting, we should stop it. In a nice way, say, we are now getting involved in one of the worst sins, backbiting, which is regarded as even worse than adultery and fornication. That we are getting involved in. And we feel that if I should tell them, then they shouldn't like it. Good character is not what we think, is not what the Western world teaches us. What Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us in so many, like in this hadith, and the practical life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that when Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was with us with the family, and casual talk how in family is carrying on, but the minute Adhan starts, then Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was like a complete different person. Now he forgot everything. I have to hasten now to the call of Allah Ta'ala and go for namaz. So how much will we at this time leave everything and we come for namaz? And we have to teach in the correct way. So in good character, it's not that we break the laws of Allah and we want to have good character. Sometimes it happens, which is becoming very common. Family people, for example, females, they want to greet the males with the hand, which is not permitted. Or males want to greet the female. Or we have a casual talk and we think we got good character. That he is so, he speaks to all the women also. And he hasn't got any problem. He's the very pious, he even speaks to all the women. That is not permitted at all. That is rotten character. That is not good character at all. Or some woman folk also, they may become bold and they go and speak to other men also. That is not permissible. The correct character, and in the limits of Sharia, this is also a very important thing. And this all can only be achieved when we have Allah in front of us. We have Akhirat in front of us. Then this good character can come into a person. Otherwise, anything else will come. We might call it good character, title it good character, but it will be totally rejected and it will be the most rotten thing. So Allah give us tawfiq of developing the proper good character. Allah reward ulama who have written whole kitabs on good character. And they are available even in English. We should try and get that, read it, and try and apply it in our lives so that good character comes into us as well. May Allah give us all tawfiq.